Bigfootmedia.com.
Oh my god, that's what it is, motherfuckers.
Oh shit, here comes Pac-Man.
Hey Pac-Man, what's up?
Sorry, are you bitches? I'm screwing my bell. Want a free call?
No, Pac-Man. Freaking is bad.
Nope, can't help you, man.
Pussies!
Thank you for using AT&T.
No, thank you!
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I'm playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Stop calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello everyone, this is Roy and you're listening to The Snowplow Show, and today's show is sponsored by Ben Kilburn, who's been a Patreon supporter since the very beginning. Even though I never do anything that I say I'm going to do on there, I lie about all my promises, but Ben still supports me. So thanks, Ben, for sponsoring today's show. Today's show is taken from a live show that I did on Tuesday, June 9th, and I'm just going to be playing the calls from that show, which are all shoe-related. But we'll get to that in a second. First, I want to read this Reddit post that Palindrome sent me. Hopefully I'm allowed to give out this Reddit post. I didn't ask anyone. But some guy was the recipient of a prank call. Not by me. It sounds like something I would do, but then it also sounds... I don't know if I should say who I think it is, but one of the other PCN hosts made a prank call. Anyway, I'm just going to read this Reddit post, which is kind of long. But the title says, Jim accidentally gave my information to an obscene caller. And the post says, last night I went to the gym with a friend. I hold a membership there that offers free guest passes, which she uses when she tags along. As we were getting ready to leave the gym, an employee approached us saying there was a corporate employee on the phone offering a 3-month membership to new guests who would answer a few survey questions. You guys can probably guess where this is going to go. My friend agreed, so on our way out, we stopped at the desk. At first, the gym employee spoke to the corporate employee who advised her to make a note on my account of the referral. He then asked the gym employee for our contact information, which we provided, and the employee then relayed to the guy from corporate. Blah, 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 goes on and on. The questions started out normally. Halfway through, though, I noticed from her answers that they were becoming more personal. He asked for her t-shirt size, pants size, and even bra size. Apparently, he told her she'd be getting a free gym bag, complete with an outfit. Then all of a sudden, the guy on the line began asking her questions that were really inappropriate. How many dicks have you had inside you, for example? She immediately put the phone down and told the gym employee what was going on, and then left crying. See, I didn't do this one. I did not make a girl cry. I stuck around and talked to the employee, who apologized profusely, but didn't really have an explanation for what had happened. Blah, 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 more pointless stuff. And fast forward an hour, I drop my friend off, and I get a phone call from the gym manager who apologizes and tells me not to take any more calls for the evening. He claims that someone in their corporate offices has been prank calling different branches, so they actually think it's the corporate office calling. 5 minutes later, we start getting calls from the creep. I didn't answer any of the calls until I got what I thought was a phone call from my friend. The caller ID popped up as her and was registered from her number, so I answered and was greeted with a man's voice reciting my address and saying, I'm coming to get you, and a few other explicit things. That can't be true. We wouldn't allow that on PCN. I'm coming to get you. Nobody said that, I don't think. I hung up, but the calls continued. I'm not entirely sure how, but he's managed to call me using hijacked caller IDs from the contacts in my phone. I think this guy's exaggerating or something. Saying I'm upset is an understatement. I'm terrified that some creep has my information. Is there any action I can take against the gym to keep this from happening again? I don't necessarily want to sue them, but I do want something that will prompt a change. And this was posted on self.legaladvice on Reddit, and there are quite a few replies, and one of the repliers seems to know us. I mean, he's obviously someone from PCN replying to him, and he tells this guy all about us. And in the end, it's really great, because as upset as the guy is, I think it's a guy, maybe it's a girl, but whoever the victim was at this gym that someone from PCN, I think, called, she or he is now a fan of the network. He said at the very end, one of the last posts he made, "Somewhat ashamed to say, I really enjoyed listening to their other calls, aside from the borderline sexual harassment. Goddamn clever bastards." So in the end, everyone is better from this whole situation. And I'm going to put a link to this Reddit post in the show notes if anyone wants to read the entire thing. It's pretty amusing to me. And maybe it will be to you as well. I didn't read the entire post. I skipped over a lot of it, so there's a lot more to it. Oh, and I'm skimming over it right now. The person, the prank call victim, thinks that it was listeners. They must have given out the phone number on the air, which let the listeners write it down. And one of the listeners went crazy with the information. And that's probably who said, "I'm coming to get you," and gave their address and stuff. Our hosts would never do that. But anyway, go to the show notes, click on the Reddit link. It's kind of amusing. Maybe you can add in your own thoughts about the whole thing if you want to. And you can tattle on us like whoever this other guy is. That's the only thing I have before the show starts today, so I guess we'll just get into the show. So I'm going to play you the live show that happened live on the air Tuesday morning. And hopefully you guys will enjoy all of these shoe-related phone calls. So today is going to be the shoe show. And, The calls are actually going to be nothing but shoes today, because I found out just a couple weeks ago that a certain large shoe store chain likes to collect customer phone numbers, and it's because the customers, they have to special order shoes because they don't have the sizes, and, you know, the store will order the shoes, and they'll call you. And I saw this gigantic book that they have full of customer phone numbers, and I thought, hey, I betcha I could call them up and trick them into reading me all the phone numbers from that book. So I did. I'm live today in the chat room. Dark Stranger is telling me to make Al Bundy jokes. I don't have a lot of numbers, and I'm not going to be doing this for a long time because it's pretty hot up here in my attic. It's currently 82 degrees outside, and the high today is 92, so I'm not going to last much longer up here. I'm a cheapskate who has no air conditioning up here. So, if anyone has any crazy shoe ideas, feel free to say them in the chat room.
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Yes.
Oh, it's Dave from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us about a week ago.
Oh, yes.
And
right?
Yeah, the size 7s.
Yes, perfect.
Okay, great. Great then.
So they're in. You're telling me, you're calling to tell me they're in, right?
Yeah, they're in, but there's a problem.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they accidentally the code for your shoe, it was one digit off from this other type of shoes. So the type of shoes you're getting, they're basically bowling shoes. You know, like you wear bowling. The multicolor shoes. You have to tie them.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, you're getting bowling shoes. I'm sorry.
You're kidding me, right?
No, it's just, I guess the girl that did the checkout for you, she typed in the wrong code. It's one digit off, like the UPC symbol or whatever it's called. So instead of the size 7s you ordered, they're still size 7s, but they're bowling shoes.
Okay, so you're just gonna return them then, or what are you gonna do?
Well, no, they're already here, so you can come and pick them up.
Okay, but if it's not what I ordered, why would I do that?
Well, it was just a mistake, but these are just as good.
Okay, I'll stop in and take a look.
Okay, what time are you gonna be here?
I don't know.
Approximately.
Why?
So I can write it down in the logbook.
I can't answer that question for you right now.
All right. Also, I'm supposed to let you know, like we're required by law to let you know that we sold your shoe size to the Chinese government.
punking me.
What are you talking about?
Who's punking me?
No, this is standard procedure for a lot of stores now. We sold your shoe size to the Chinese government.
Who is this?
This is Dave from the shoe store.
What shoe store?
Are you high?
Yes, I am.
Why are you so giggly?
I have to go back to work.
I'm gonna put a note here in your file. Like when you come up to the counter, they're gonna call you Giggles.
Okay, that sounds good.
They're gonna be like, "Hello, Giggles. We have your bowling shoes already."
All right, thanks.
All right. Whatever.
Bye.
Bye. Hope you have a crappy day at work. All right. I stole that idea from Number 2 Pencil, bowling shoes. Thanks, Number 2 Pencil.
One moment, please. We are calling your party.
Whoa. What the fuck? What the hell is this? What's going on? So the first four rings, they weren't actually calling my party. That was just fake, I guess. Hello, Mrs. Patel?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Roy from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us back on the 4th?
Oh, yeah. Yes. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Guess what? They're in. They're in early. You can come pick them up.
Oh, that's great. I'll be there this evening then.
Okay, the size 2s. Right? You just had the
size 2 and the 10s, right?
Yep, the 2s and the 10s. I have to tell you what I did with the 10s, yes, though. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I tried on your size 10s. I have small feet.
So my daughter won't be happy.
Well, no, we don't have to tell her necessarily, but no, I tried on the size 10s, and I went out and back. We have a basketball hoop set up in back in the parking lot, and I did some sweet dunks. And now the shoes have basketball magic in them.
Really?
That's an idea from Asthma in the chat room. Thanks, Asthma. So, yep, basketball magic in your daughter's shoes. Among other things,
okay,
that I won't mention because I'm embarrassed. Just so you know. Now let's talk about the size 2s. I'm sorry, what was that?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay, the size 2s. Are those for you, the size 2s?
No, they're not, obviously.
Oh, well, I don't know. Girl shoe sizes confuse me. I have no idea what a size 2 is. I'm just the manager here. All I know is that those size 10s fit me perfectly, and I did sweet dunks. You're not laughing as much as you were at first.
No, actually, I'm just kind of busy right now. That's why I'm just, you know, I have my attention divided right now. I'm sorry, but...
What are you doing?
But I will come. I'll come and pick them up later. So if it's okay, I know I really appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm supposed to let you know that we sold your those shoe sizes to the Chinese government. So are they actually under your name or... Because I'm supposed to let the Chinese government... And she's gone. Thanks, Asthma. So that was location number 1. I only got 2 answers out of the 4 numbers. This next one has 5 numbers. And this is what I think is an affluent suburb area where people buy shoes. I think.
Hello.
Hi, Joanne?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Roy from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us.
Oh, okay. So what, they came in?
Well,
will you be able to hold them to tomorrow?
Yeah, we can hold them as long as you want. It seems like your attitude changed toward me. You were really upset and agitated when I first called.
Oh, no.
Now you're all happy.
I didn't know who it was, so you know how you're going to get when you're not familiar with a different voice, you know.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. Voice.
But no, I don't mean to be like, it's just like when I'm caught off guard and I don't know who it is.
Yeah, the caught off guard by the phone ringing. Like, holy crap, what do I do? I know. Yeah. I got an idea. I'll be an asshole.
And I need to just find out what's going on. Then you get too
bad. Yeah, it makes sense. So I agree completely.
Yes, it is. which we did. So, thank you so much for calling.
Well, there's there's a problem with your shoes, though.
What happened?
Well, you know, they were sent from overseas, and there was a family of baby rats in your shoes. I think the mother had just given birth before they arrived here at the store. They're so cute. Uh-huh. There's these baby rats in your shoes, and the mother's in there nursing them and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's like the miracle of life, right in your shoes.
Oh, they love the smell of fresh shoes.
Yeah, you got, right. Like, that. This is a one-in-a-million pair of shoes.
Oh, wow.
Because baby rats and afterbirth.
And
it's so cute, and the mother's nursing them, and I hope you don't mind, but I took pictures of your shoes, and I put them on my Facebook.
You know what? I need to get one of those pictures.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you have some when you come in here and pick up your shoes.
Okay, that'll be cool.
But, you know, you're not going to be you won't be able to wear them for a while because these baby rats have their home is in your shoes.
I'm not going to be able to wear them for a while.
Well, you don't want to kick the babies out of their home. Like, you need to wait a few weeks until they've grown up, I think. Otherwise, the mother will reject them and stop feeding them.
So, wait a minute. Like, they have the shoes, and the rat is still in, and they can get it off?
Well, we could, but I don't want to throw the babies out of their home.
Oh.
But it's okay, so, because in the meantime, you have just the miracle of life in your shoes. In one of your shoes.
So, I mean, like, what are we going to do now? I mean, I'm wondering.
Oh, you can go ahead and pick them up. You just need to be careful. Don't turn the box upside down. And, you know, leave some food in the box for a few weeks. Just let the mother get back on her feet.
And so you guys weren't going to mess around and take it out. You're just not going to be bothered with it.
No. Well, no, it's not that we're not bothered. We don't want to hurt the family, hurt the babies, the baby rats.
Oh.
There's like 7 baby rats in here.
Oh, my God.
And they're all nursing.
Oh, my God. What is I going to do?
Well, you get like this little diorama of baby rats being born, and we're not even charging extra for that.
Okay, sir. I'll take a look at that mark.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I hope you're excited about it, and I'll send you pictures. I'll let you have pictures and everything when you get here of the baby rats.
You don't have an actual picture of it. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, you could go to my Facebook. You want my Facebook URL?
Well, we'll see. Let me get to the store. I'll go from there.
Do you have a computer right there? I can give it to you.
No, I don't have one. I have one, but I don't have one right in front of me.
Oh, okay.
Not in front of me now.
All right.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see, sir.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this tomorrow. This is what I got to see.
Yeah, this is super exciting.
All right, you have a good one.
Okay, you too.
All right. Hey, you can call me, let me know again.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, next time someone calls on your phone, don't be a huge bitch at the beginning. You should just be nice. Be like, hello, who's this? You know, just be nice. Don't be a bitch next time, okay?
Oh, no, I'm cool. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. That's all.
Yeah, well, you know, okay. While you're in the process of figuring it out, just don't be a bitch. Just be nice. Be a nice Christian woman. And just be pleasant, okay?
All right, sorry, that's the way you know, I didn't want to offend you, I'm sorry, okay?
Oh, you didn't offend me. I'm trying to help you improve yourself. I don't want you to be such a bitch all the time.
Oh, okay, well, you have a good one. Thanks,
you too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm looking at your rats right now, they're so cute.
Okay, all right.
All right, hang up then, bye.
All right, bye.
Well, that was fun. I don't think any of these people's shoes have arrived yet. They're all from this week. And from my own personal experiences in this particular shoe store, I know it takes 7 to 10 days for your shoes to arrive. That was Carlito's idea about the rats in the shoes. Thanks, Carlitos. the UPS truck capsized? Okay. Okay, alright, next. Let's do the next one. Let me change my caller ID for the last store on the list. Looks like I have 7 from this store. 8, technically, but one of them is the same lady. Irene. Fucking Irene. She Hello, is Rosita there?
Hello?
Hi, is Rosita there?
No, it's a mistake. Wrong.
What?
Number.
What?
Wrong number.
Wrong number? That's crazy talk.
Just a minute. Speak with my grandson.
I want to talk to Rosita. God damn it. Hello?
Huh?
Is this Rosita?
No, wrong number.
Oh, who's this?
This is my grandpa. Well, this is, Victor.
Oh, hey, Victor. Where's Rosita at? Does she live next door, maybe?
No. Well, I'm Victor's, grandson.
Oh, I see. Is he a nice guy?
Yeah.
How nice. Like, has he ever done anything truly awful?
No.
How old is he?
22.
You should ask him to tell you war stories. Be like, Grandpa, can you tell me some old war stories?
He does.
Oh, okay. Is anything good? Anything juicy?
Nothing I really remember.
Oh, so that's boring. Boring things. Okay,
no,
well...
it's just...
Oh, I'm sorry, what? Go ahead.
Just nothing's popping into my head right now.
Ah, I see. Okay. All right. Please tell your grandpa cactus, 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 cactus.
Why?
It's a thing me and him and Rosalita, we all say together. Just tell him cactus, 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 cactus.
Okay.
Okay. Well, have a nice day.
Bye.
Cactus, 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 cactus. So on that first one, the lady at the shoe store, she actually told me, she's like, that lady's order, it has arrived, but she hasn't picked it up because they can't call her because it's the wrong phone number she gave. So I had a heads up that that was the wrong number. I guess I'll delete that one. Move on to the next one.
Hello?
Hello, Jennifer?
Hello?
Hello, Jennifer?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us last week.
Yes.
And I just needed to talk to you about that. Your shoes, they did arrive.
Oh.
So they're here already. They're ready to be picked up. But there's a small problem.
Okay.
There's a small problem.
Okay.
Like, we're required by law to let you know when... You know, your shoes, they're made by Chinese children, and one of them died making your shoes. So I'm just, like, in the process of making your shoes, the Chinese kid died. And but, I mean, it's not a problem or anything. You can still pick it up. It's no problem at all.
Okay.
As long as you're fine wearing, you know, blood shoes.
Okay.
So every time you put on the shoes, you are required by law to think of the Chinese child that died while putting your shoes together.
Okay, thank you.
But it's here. It's ready to be picked up. Are you going to pick it up?
Probably.
Okay. All right. You're going to be okay with that? With this child's blood on your hand? Or on your feet, I mean?
Okay, bye.
Do you get it on your feet? Heartless Winch. Thanks, Mason Jar, for that really depressing idea. Balls.
Please leave a message. Thank you.
Ah, stupid Yolene. So now what? Now what do I do?
Hey, Brad. It's Josh from Ohio. Hey, I just wanted to say I was listening to the last show, and I was listening to the Go Cup song, which I love, by the way. Good song. I was thinking, if you still have that guy's number, the Go Cup guy, you should call him up and tell him that you have a song that you really want him to hear and play that song for him. I mean, I don't know if he'll actually stay on or if he'll hang up right away, but I think it would be pretty funny to see someone's reaction to realizing that their voice from a call that they got some time ago was turned into, like, a viral song. So, anyways, it was just a little thought for you. All right, bye.
I bet he would stay on the phone for as long as I stayed on the phone, because it took me forever to get him to even hang up. I think I hung up on him. Anyway, I don't have his number anymore. I am really bad about saving people's numbers, and I just didn't save it, which is probably a good thing, because then I would be tempted to call him up a bunch all the time because he's so hilarious. But no, I don't have it anymore. I do want to revisit that area sometime, though, with all the cacti cameras. I think I should do those calls again soon. And maybe I'll come across the guy again. I don't even remember his name. I just know that he's a diabetic, and he drinks bottles of water, and he doesn't throw them out the window. I remember we tried to get Mildred Monday to listen to her song, and she always just hung up on us. And I don't think the Sons really listened to the song either. They just screamed at us and threatened us and hung up on us.
Hey, Brad. Flying out of town pretty soon, and the plane ride's going to be boring. But you entertain me. So, for this week, I'm flying out at the end of the week, by the way. So, by the end of the week, you should do 25 million shows, so I'm not bored on the airplane.
Okay.
Don't do it. You just lost the listener.
Crap. I don't know if I'm going to be able to fit 25 million shows in by the end of the week, but you should go to, what's the URL? I don't even know anymore. PhoneLosers.com/snowplowshow. And then what do you click on next? It's been so long since I've worked on the archive. You click on archive, and there are podcast feeds. There are four different podcast feeds for 2012, 2013, 2014, and 2015. And your plane ride is the perfect opportunity for you to catch up on all of the shows that you've missed. So you need to use a podcast reader, load these podcast feeds into your phone, and just download all of the shows from a certain year, and you can listen to all of them on phoneLosers.com/snowplowshow/archive. I just made this amazing archive last week of all of the old Snowplow Show episodes and links to listen to every single one of them and podcast feeds. So I suggest that everyone catches up on the old Snowplow shows that they've never heard before. And if you're really bored, write descriptions for me of the shows that I don't have descriptions for in there yet. That's the one thing I really need to work on, is make much better descriptions for each show. And if you've heard all of the Snowplow shows already, then go to the phone show archives, phoneLosers.com/phone show, and there's a bunch of years worth of shows in there, too, starring me and Laugh Track Matt and Linear and Spessa, and occasionally we even do prank calls in that show. So I would suggest listening to all of the old phone shows. I'll try to make one more episode before the end of the week, though. Maybe. I'll try.
Yeah, I just got done watching your rowing club show. It's a pretty good show. And I just wanted to say, man, it kind of shows you how dumbed down American society has become. I mean, what's with all the little fucking dickwads going, I'm going to call 911. I'm going to call the police. 911. I'm going to call the police. I mean, these people actually fucking, I mean, like, they believe anything, like, that's getting fed to them. And all I want to say, man,
they're calling the police to report their own dumbness, is what they're doing.
You know, maybe you should step it up a notch and act like you're part of some homeowners association and tell them, like, they got some ISIS members living in their neighborhood or something. I mean, they'll probably buy that, too, and flip the fuck out. But it's just kind of funny, man, how gullible people are. You know, there's a few calls there where people do have a sense of humor, but, you know, like, a massive part of American society, they're like just so fucking dumbed down. They're always threatening 911 with everything. I mean, Jesus Christ, man, you're walking through a neighborhood. Let me call 911. I mean, they're so fucking gullible. You could actually just step it up some and, you know, be the homeowners association and do some really cool stuff and just flip them the fuck out, man. All right, take it easy.
Tell them ISIS is in their backyard. I'll get right on that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Brad. I'm a big fan of your show. I was wanting to know if you could do more of your,
No.
You only got two of them, of the ones from Black Friday where you asked as if you're one of the customer service people and you mess with the customers. We could just do more of those. That would be great. Thanks. Bye.
Yes, sir. I'll get right on that. I do want to do that. I think this past Black Friday, I just wasn't available to go out and mess with people in a store. I got to do that this year. I got to do something this year. I'm only allowed to miss one year in a row. I can't be missing this next year, too. Three messages in a row by Corbin Guy. So let's do Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe and decide which one I'm going to play. Or no, actually, I'm not going to play the two-minute long one. I'm not going to play the three-minute long one. I'm going to play part of this 50-second one.
Corbin Guy, incredibly awesome thing. And fuck your machine for cutting me off, but kudos to you for actually setting a timer limit on it. And if you want people to keep it
Not my fault. It's always been a three-minute limit on the messages on Google Voice. Always.
A minute, you just better just shorten the timer limit so they cannot ramble on and on and on like I do and leave you like three...
All right, thanks, Corbin Guy, for calling in. Here, I'll play 10 seconds of each of your other messages.
Oh, hey, it's Corbin Guy again. Oh, figure that out by the prefix in the area code.
All right, that was 11 seconds. And his first message.
Ha-ha, rowing club. Hey, it's Corbin Guy. Excuse me. Sorry, my lungs.
Why don't you do your coughing before you call in, God damn it? Fucking Corbin Guy. Thanks for the messages.
Hey, Brad, there's an app called Periscope where people can broadcast video of whatever they're doing.
I've heard of this.
And I've been finding people at, like, restaurants and stuff and calling the restaurant and, like, prank calling them. And it's cool because you can see a video of the people's reaction. It might be something for you to try out. And you can see the people's name and, like, there's a map showing their exact location, so it's very easy to find the restaurant.
Wow.
All right, that's just an idea. Try it out if you're interested. Bye.
I know the last time I checked, or actually, I have no idea. I was thinking it was only available for the iOS, but that's just the broadcasting part of it. I'm sure you can watch the Periscope videos on the internets. Yeah, of course you can. What am I even talking about? That's a great idea. I will try and get to that soon. Or maybe one of the other PCN hosts will do that. I think that's enough voicemails for today. Before we get back to the live show that happened on Tuesday, I am contractually obligated to tell you all to support the Phone Losers and the Snowplow Show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus and support everything by giving me all of your money. If you don't want to give me all of your money, just go to phonelosers.com/help, and there are all kinds of ways that you can just help things around here in general. The most important thing you can do is share the show with somebody. So if you're listening right now, why don't you share this on your Facebook feed or your Twitter or something? Stop being ashamed of loving this show and share it with other people. Here are the rest of the calls from Tuesday's live show. I guess I could try and get some more shoe numbers on the air.
Thank you for calling Shoe Store. May I help you?
Hi, this is Gary from the corporate office with...
Yes.
And were you having problems with your computer there? It seems like we haven't been receiving the special orders this past week.
The past week?
Yeah, they're saying they're just saying they haven't received any of the special orders. You know, whenever
you have to... Because it hasn't rejected any.
Oh, it hasn't? So, like, when you order the shoes, they are coming through? Like, they show... They do arrive at the store when you order the shoes?
Have we got the shoes in... that we ordered last week? Okay, so far we haven't got any in from last week.
Oh, okay.
So maybe there is a problem?
Yeah, I see. They're just saying they're not receiving them for some reason. So are you able to, like, do you know when your last order was?
Like, from our last, hang on one moment.
Last special order?
Our last order was 6-8 yesterday.
Oh, yesterday, okay.
I mean, we had 167. 267.
Yeah, the IT, they want me to just get the information from the last few orders.
Okay.
Like, if you can look in your logbook, and they pull it by the customers.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay. From how far back do you?
Oh, just from this week. Are you looking in the logbook or on the computer?
I'm looking in the logbook.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, they say they pull it by the customer's phone number, so if you have the phone number, we could just... I just need the phone number and the name.
Okay, yesterday we had 815.
Okay, 815.
36.
Okay, and the name?
Reed.
Oh, okay.
Did you need the lot number and the size?
No, just the name. They just want to make sure that they're in the computer, so they're going to put them in and make sure they pull up.
Okay. 6-7, we ordered, phone number 815.
Uh-huh.
Last week.
Okay, well, this should help.
And they're not in yet.
I'll pass these along to IT, and I guess they're going to make sure they're in the system. And then they can.
Any more questions, just call me.
Okay, yeah, they'll give you a call back. They'll figure out what's going on.
Okay, thank you.
All right, your shoes are the bomb.
Have a good one.
You too, bye.
Bye.
There, I said it. I said it, mason jar. That was a really easy list to get. Like, she was super efficient at it. I wish all shoe store employees could be like her. So this is my last group of numbers I'm going to do. I got 6 numbers total.
Hello?
Hello, Reed?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And I just needed to let you know that the shoes, they arrived already.
Okay.
They came really fast, but there's a problem.
What's that?
They arrived, they were inside out. Your shoes, like inside the box, they're inside out.
You mean they're no good?
No, well, I think they'll still fit and everything. They're just inside out. Like all the design stuff is on the inside. And on the outside, you just see, like, stitches and stuff.
Well, I'll take a look. We'll be up either tomorrow or Thursday.
Okay. Are you okay with that, though, that they're inside out? I think it's fine.
Well, I'm not going to commit until I see them.
Okay. It looks really cool, I think.
Okay.
It's the new trend with the teenagers these days. They wear all their shoes inside out. Their pants, too.
I'm a teenager a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, it's the style's coming back. Just like when you were a kid, you're going to be wearing your shoes inside out and your pants.
Well, here, I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
Now, they're regular width. Now, if you got a 13 wide there, could I take the 13 wide instead of those?
Oh, well, we had a special order these, so it's the only pair we have. But since they're inside out, it's no longer 13 width. It's actually negative 13 now.
Less than 13?
Yeah, negative 13. Because it's inside out. That makes sense, right?
No. Well, I'll take a look when we get up there.
Okay. Also, I'm supposed to let you know that we sold your shoe size and width and all that. We sold that information to the Chinese government.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to sell it to the Chinese government.
Okay.
So we sold your shoe size and your phone number and your name to the Chinese government.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that okay?
No.
Oh, well, it's too late. We already did it.
Well, you've heard of identity theft, haven't you?
Yeah, but it's the Chinese government. They're okay. They're fine.
Yeah, I say they're the ones hacking.
No, that's not true. I don't think they even have computers in China.
Oh, you're kidding yourself.
I've never been there, so I can't be sure, but I don't think they have computers.
You ain't been watching the news.
Oh, I watch the news all the time. I don't think they have computers there. But anyway, we sold all of your information to the Chinese government. And when you get to the store, we need to take your picture because we need to sell that to the Chinese government, too.
No, you're not taking my picture.
Well, it's just a black and white.
You're not giving that to the government.
It's just a black and white.
I'm telling you, buddy, I'm going to see my lawyer.
What are you going to see your lawyer for?
That's you. You did not have my permission to give information to the Chinese.
Well, no, it's written on the back of your receipt. It says we reserve the right to sell your information to the Chinese government and take a picture of you.
Hello?
Hi. This is Roy from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us?
Right.
Is this Sharon?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I put the air on, so it's nice and cool in the house now.
Oh, that must be nice. Ours is broken here.
Oh, at the store?
Yeah, yeah.
Or the whole mall?
Oh, just in our store.
Oh, gosh.
So we put up fans out in the mall blowing into the store, basically stealing their air conditioner.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, what are they going to do about
it? Inconvenience.
I know, it's bullshit. It's what it is.
Do you guys it's have fucking to bullshit. Fix it yourself or do the company?
Oh, we pay for it. Yeah, we have to pay for our own electric and air conditioner.
Oh, my gosh.
They just pay for the water.
Unbelievable. So, that mall is just never changed.
I know. So we just leave the water running all the time, like just just out of spite.
Yeah, but you're wasting a lot of good water.
Well, it's their water. It's not ours. We don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, but if it's all gone, what are we going to have to drink?
Well, that's the mall's problem.
It's your problem, because you're going to be the one that's going to be thirsty.
I'll go to the food court.
Huh. All right.
I'll get my water there.
Okay.
Oh, anyway, there's a problem with your shoes.
Okay.
Like, I took your shoes home with me last night, and my cat, I don't know how to explain this, my cat loves to just pee in things that are new. Like, my cat peed in your shoes. I left them by the front door, and the cat just peed in them overnight.
Okay, I don't want them then.
Oh, no, I put them in the laundry, and I washed them.
No, thank you.
Well, no, it's you ordered them, and you paid for them, so...
But I am not bringing home a pair of shoes that the cat peed on.
Well, I've washed it. You can't even tell anymore.
No, thank you. I want my money back.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes.
Well, how are we going to pay for a new air conditioner if you get your money back?
I don't know. That's your problem,
You're
sweetie.
Pretending to be all concerned about our air conditioning and our water, and now you don't even care. You're not even going to give us your money for shoes?
What kind of joke is this?
That's bullshit, lady.
Well, it's bullshit, too, if I have to take and pay for a pair of shoes that a cat peed on.
But
I don't like cats.
You can't even tell. I'm just being honest and letting you know that it happened.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I want my money back.
You
bring me another pair of shoes into the store. No, never mind that one. I'll just take and I'll go someplace else and buy them. I'll go up
and take care
of Laurie.
No, you can just...
And Laurie will give me my money back, no problem.
Okay, well, you don't get your money back here, so you may as well take the shoes.
No, thank you.
So we just get the money and we get to keep the shoes too?
No.
I will
be up and I will take care of it because I know exactly my friends up there and they won't screw with me like you are.
Well, no, I'm not screwing with you. And I'm the manager here.
I don't want a pair of shoes that got pee on them. I bought a brand new pair of shoes.
It's just
that
cat pee.
That doesn't smell of pee.
Don't you? It doesn't smell. We washed it.
No, thank you.
I sprayed scent stuff on it.
No, thank
Special
you.
Special scent covering, cat piss covering scent perfume on your
no,
shoes.
No, thank you.
And that's what you're getting.
Well, I'm coming up tomorrow and I'll get my money back.
You know, there are some people in this world that can't even afford shoes and you're complaining.
Sir, I don't need this. I'm sorry. I'll be up tomorrow when I got my car and I'll be up to take care of my
shoes. Oh, I have an idea. Let's call some starving African children and let them know that you won't take
you're
your shoes because they have pee on them.
If you want me as a customer, you better not be talking stupid.
Well, you're the one that's being stupid, because, I mean, there's nothing wrong with these shoes.
I'm hanging up right now,
I washed them. I washed them in the laundry.
See you later, Charlie Brown.
I use my own washing machine. See you later, Charlie Brown? What? I just got called Charlie Brown, and I don't get it. And I should get it. I'm old. I don't get it, though. So the cat peeing idea was from DS. Thanks, DS. Before that, I forgot to mention that Evan Epi, he's the one that told me to say that their shoes are inside out. So the measurements, of course, are negative now. That's how that works. And if you don't know that, that's because you've never turned your shoes inside out. Try it. See what happens. All right, we still have 4 numbers left from this place. And then I'm stopping. It's starting to get hot up here. I can't be sweating. That's bullshit.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Mariana?
Yep.
Hey, Mariana, it's Roy from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us last week.
Yes, sir.
And I needed to let you know something.
What's that?
Well, your shoes came in. They're ready to pick up. Or should I say your shoe? They only shipped one of them, so you're going to get half price.
Okay.
Yep. So that's good news, right? You only have to pay half.
I already paid.
I know. We're going to give you a refund for half. Because only one shoe arrived. So you're only getting one shoe.
All right.
So, yeah, that's ready to pick up anytime you want to come in and pick it up.
All right, I should be there in a little bit.
Okay. It's probably because the UPS truck, it capsized and all the shoes got mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, but you're only getting one shoe, but you're only paying half price.
Is there any way I can take, like, one of the shoes off the shelf and put it with it?
No. Because we had to special order it, so that's the only pair that would fit you. Because you have such, you have those feet, those weird feet.
Is it okay if I get a full refund? Because I don't want just one shoe.
No, we already special ordered them, so you have to pay for them, and you've already paid for them. But we'll be nice and give you half off.
Okay.
It's a good deal.
Is it okay if you keep the full money, and is it okay if you order the other shoe?
No, because then we'd have to pay for shipping again.
All right, thank you. I'll be there in a minute.
A minute? How long does it take you to get here? Just a minute?
Oh, well, I'll be there in a little bit.
Well, how long's a little bit? Like 10 minutes?
Like a half an hour.
Okay, that's not a minute. You don't need to lie.
All right, bye.
All right, well, we have more problems before I need to tell you about before you hang... Oh, 'cause she's gone. That was Elkie's idea. Thanks, Elkie. Even though it didn't work, so you suck. Or I don't know. I guess it worked. That was kind of funny.
Hello?
Hello, is Maria there?
This is her dad. She no longer lives here.
Oh, well, she left your number for her shoe order.
For her what?
She bought some shoes, and she put your phone number on it.
Okay.
What a dummy. I mean, that's so dumb of her.
Well, it is what it is. What do you need?
Well, we needed to let her know that her shoes are in. Do you have her number?
No, I do not, but I can get a hold of her on Facebook and tell her.
She doesn't give you her number? Wow, you guys must have a horrible relationship.
Yeah, she burned her bridges when she left.
Oh, what'd she leave for?
She just turned 18 and said, I'm gone. So.
Oh. Were you, like, still trying to treat her like she's a kid and not letting her go out late and telling her she's not allowed to have sex and stuff like that?
Yep.
So it's your fault, basically.
Being a good parent. No, being a good parent made me a bad parent.
Well, no, you're not being a good parent. Come on. Let her stay out a little bit later.
Yeah, let him stay out later. Let him come home pregnant at 14. Yeah, let him go
no,
to
no,
the
no.
house.
No. You said she was 18.
Oh, yeah.
So you should have let her stay out at least half the night if she's 18. Come
on.
Oh,
me? Yeah. No, when she turned 18, she was a woman, so there she went.
Okay, well, it's your own fault. It's your own fault.
I will get my tell my wife.
Tell her that you...
Where are these shoes at?
Tell her that you suck as a father because you wouldn't let your daughter have sex when she's an adult.
Yeah, you know how it is. No.
Not really.
I did my best as a father. That's all I can say. You know, and
I
guess my best.
I think you could have done better.
I could have let her stay out all night and party and have sex with all
You should buy her drugs. Like, as a housewarming gift in her new place, you should bring her some drugs.
Yeah. You know, I bought that girl $3,000 trumpet for senior class because she's going to go to college, right?
Yeah.
And it's sitting in a fucking closet.
You should sell that trumpet and buy drugs with it. $3,000 of drugs.
anyways, do you know what company this is?
What company you are?
No, what company you are?
Oh, I'm with the shoe store at the mall.
Shoe stores?
Yeah.
And where?
You know, the
where
one...
Where at?
In the mall.
Yeah, where? Well, see, that's where she's living is in...
Yeah. She comes in all the time and buys shoes. I think she buys shoes to make up for not having a good father.
Yep. I'm a bad motherfucker.
Yep, pretty much.
Yep. Oh, well, that's life, dude, you know. What can I say?
Well, why is she still using your number if she doesn't even... I mean, this is just last week when she ordered these shoes.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
I think she's trying to tell you something. Really I think she wants to reconcile things. I think she
knows my number. Yeah, she knows where I live.
She planned all this out. I know, but, you know, she needs you to come to her.
I can't come to her. I don't know her address.
Oh, what if I
didn't find out until just now where she was living.
What if I trick it out of her, and then I'll give it to you, and you just kind of show up?
That would probably work. That'd be cool.
With drugs. You can bring her...
with drugs. That. You know something, my friend?
Or you could bring her her trumpet.
For a lousy childhood, because when she was 10 years old, I got cancer, and she had to help around the house. So she has blamed me ever since for taking away her childhood. Two-time cancer survivor, and just had a kidney transplant.
Well, that sucks.
Yep, and I'll tell you what, buddy. If you want to be a part of my life, here's my door. You don't want to be a part of my life, that's your problem, not mine.
Well, you should write her a message on Facebook and tell her how much you love her.
Right
now.
I have.
Do it right now. Do it again. I'll dictate to you. I'll tell you exactly what to say.
I know what to say to her. I'm sorry for all the things that I caused you, real and imaginary.
You could be like, "Dear honey, I'm sorry I didn't let you have sex."
Yeah.
Like a normal human person.
No, she just, it is what it is.
Yeah, I guess so. Why are you telling me all this? I just work at the shoe store.
Yeah. I miss her with all my heart, but I'll tell you what. I've told her the door is open. Anytime you need me, I still got your back.
Maybe she drove by and the door was closed. So she's like, "Oh, he's full of shit." He said it would be open.
Funny thing is, I never told her what she could and couldn't wear and shit like that. It's just that I didn't let her run around all over the damn place when she was a little kid, you know. And
yeah, that's probably a good thing, I guess.
She had her butt spanked a few times. She got slapped once for being mouthy, and that made me an abusive father.
What'd she get for being mouthy?
Got slapped in the mouth for being mouthy. She called me a son of a bitch, so I slapped her.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. I agree with that. Should have punched her in the nose, though.
No. No, no, no. I don't believe in abuse. I believe in correcting my kids. I believe in corporal punishment.
I'm just kidding about child abuse. That was just a joke.
Yeah, you know, if I was such a bad person, why would... Now, get this. Why would the state of Iowa let me adopt 2 children who had been abused?
Well, they figure it can't be any worse at your house than it was at their old place.
Yeah, okay.
They're like, this guy is bad, but...
I'll turn around and my wife's got her boyfriend's phone number. She'll call him and...
Okay.
Get a hold of Facebook and whatever and say, "Hey, your shit's ready."
Okay, you should give her the trumpet back at least, though. Like, just let her do what she wants with it.
Trumpet.
What?
She has the trumpet. The $3,000 trumpet I bought her. She's got it. It's sitting in Pomeroy, Iowa, in her step-aunt's fucking backyard.
Oh, okay.
In a garage storage unit.
I thought you still had the trumpet at your house, so I was going to say you should give it to her. But no, okay, that's good, I guess. At least she has access.
Her trumpet, and I gave it to her but the thing is, I could have saved a lot of money and not gotten her a $3,000 trumpet, but she wanted it. Yet I'm a bad parent because I spent $3,000 on a fucking trumpet.
Easy come, easy go, right?
Yep. I mean, there are a lot of things I could have spent that money on, but oh well. I love my kids, my friend. I can guarantee that, but...
Even the fake ones? The fake ones that you had fostered?
Fostered? Hell, I adopted them.
Oh, adopted. Do you love them, though? I mean, as... Like, which one
yeah,
do you...
I love them just as much as my birth children.
Which one do you love the most? Out of all
I have no favorite.
No, you do. Come on, everyone has a favorite. Who's your favorite?
Oh, seriously, I do not have a favorite.
Well, it sounds like the one that moved out, she's kind of a jerk, so she can go to the bottom of the list, I think. Let's figure this out. Oh. What's your favorite kid?
What's my favorite kid? I'd have none.
How many kids do you have total?
Child, you know something? Here's how I'm going to put this to you, right? I raised her to be a strong, independent woman.
Trumpet-playing woman.
I raised her to be a strong, independent woman.
Trumpet-playing woman.
I got what I raised.
Yep.
That's all I gotta say.
Well, anyway, her shoes are here. They're ready to be picked up.
All right, I'll find some way to get a hold of her.
Okay.
All right.
When she comes
Bye.
In and picks them up, I'm gonna tell her her father loves her.
Would you please? Thank you.
Okay, I will.
Bye.
Bye. Holy shit. That was weird. Oh no, evil ideas, that's true. She's gonna hate him forever when the shoes aren't there. Cause she just ordered these, Oh wait, she ordered these back on 6/5. Let's see, yeah, 6/5, so... But they're not there yet. They take 7 to 10 days to arrive. I kind of want to... I want to figure out the daughter's information and send the address to the dad. I do think that all of his talk about the trumpet, I think that was a euphemism. I really just don't want to know what it means for real. Well, this seems like as good a place as any to end the show, the call where I make fun of a guy for being a horrible father and make fun of the relationship between him and his daughter. Yeah, this is a perfect place to end the show. A nice, upbeat call like that. So thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you, Ben Kilburn, once again for sponsoring today's show. Be sure to visit Phone Losers at facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and phonelosers.com or .org or whatever. Here's some rappy to end the show with. Bye, everyone.
People make money, they don't leave the business.
It's a wheel of merry-go-round. Grab a few, cause some will slow down. But the good ones don't stop.
Watch them money.
I'm on that money wheel.
We're really impacted by the gushing of oil. Can you tell us a little
it's
more about
it? It's made of blood and steel.
Build a business of their own that makes them money.
See these wheels, they float up in the sky.
Money.
Jump and grab a bunch, hang on real tight. On that wheel. That money will.
So good, isn't it? You can rub it in between here as well.
Smoke a little meth. Smoke a little crack.
Josh, why are you crying? Because of this?
On high heels and spinning wheels behind the ears, you see the wheel, but get bucked off if you're soft. Global warming's warmest women. You don't gotta jack off.
You're right, no pussy.
I'm on that pussy wheel.
Push off, call me just go.
I'm touching butter feel.
Keep going, and I will squeeze it.
See these wheels, they float up in the sky.
Makes them money.
Jump and grab a bunch, hang on real tight. On that
feels
wheel.
So good.
That pussy
it's
wheel.
So hot.
On that
like
wheel.
Sizzling sausage.
That money wheel.
I can feel
hang on the wheel.
Business. business of helping people to build a business of their own that makes them money. Smoke
meth. You did not have my permission to give information to the Chinese.